We welcome you to the Autoimmune Mamas podcast with Teresa and Tiffany.
We wake up every single day with the reality that our lives have been interrupted by autoimmune diseases, but there is no stopping us. We are here as two friends, two mothers, hundreds of miles apart, wanting to share our stories with you. We will talk about our wins, our struggles, and everyday life. Please join us as we take this journey.
Hello, everyone. This is Teresa.
Hey, guys. It's Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany. How you doing? What's going on?
Good. Just hanging out here at home, enjoying this hot, hot summer day. How's it going over there?
Pretty good. It's hot here, but it's beautiful out, so I'm not going to complain at all.
Oh, no. You know, you guys have heard me talk about Claire and Charlie, my kids. Claire asked me the other day, she said, "Mom, is it always supposed to rain every day in the summer?"
That's funny. It was raining for a long time. I mean, even on the weekends too, which is a bummer, you know, because you want to get out on the week. During the week, I'm good with it. But on the weekends, you want it to be nice. So it's beautiful out.
It is. You were saying earlier how green everything is. I'm looking out. I have this big hydrangea tree in my front and it's just bloomed and it's just gorgeous. So I have a good view today.
Nice. That's awesome. All right, Tiffany. So what are we talking about today?
Hey, Tressa, so you came up with a great topic, and it is marathon versus sprint in regard to life, like applying it to things in life. And, you know, it makes sense in terms of time. You know, a marathon takes longer. A sprint is shorter. So for me, it's kind of like in life, things take time, so don't rush it. So enjoy the marathon. Don't sprint through it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, that's a little bit of a different take on it. I don't even know how I came up with the subject, okay? It just came out. Marathon or sprint? So sprint to me is, you know, trying to accomplish something quickly. But there's a lot that comes with that. So I did a little research on this because I'm like, oh, okay. It's a little bit more in depth than I even thought.
Right.
You know, I'm just thinking, you know, it's just the saying. So I'm like, okay. But when you think about a sprint, it's a short-term thing, for one.
Right, right.
You often get burnout with sprinting mm-hmm. through mm-hmm. things, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, you know, it's just kind of how life is right now. It's like everyone needs everything right now. Do you ever notice that? It's like everything's now. Like I need this, you know, printed now. I need to accomplish this right now. That part of life right now is very frustrating for me.
You know, not like you, but I always do a little bit of research. But like you this time, I did too. I'm just teasing you. But and that's what it said. It said society now, we just have access to everything all the time at our fingertips, which keeps people constantly busy. And then it keeps us impatient. And yep. It's like, you know, all these constant sprint, 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 sprint. And it's just this cycle. And it's what society is going through.
Mm-hmm. There's no investment in that. In sprint, you know, you're just all in real quick. There's no investment really of your time, your energy, nothing really. Oh, I mean, you know, when you think about it.
I will say, this was interesting, and I thought of us, you and I, because it depicts the two opposites, and we've talked about that before. So it says, so a sprinter, so some people function best in bursts of mental activity. They see things quickly. They get inspirations. You know, they burst. They're just naturally sprinters, right?
Okay.
Okay, so we know who that is.
Okay.
But it also says that those people, and we'll just say it's you for lack of better, like let's say you get bored easily. You know, you like constant change. You're always kind of being creative. Those are more of a sprinter type personality.
Yeah, that is me. That is.
I think I was like, oh, so if I'm looking at you, I'm like, well, maybe you're a sprinter. And then there's number two, the more of the marathon, they aren't as quick and they're more steady. They are okay being bored. There's a more tolerance to boredom. And there's more, there's fewer like ups and downs of their emotions. I'm like, oh yeah, that's me and you.
Yeah. I never really thought of that. I want to be a marathoner, but, and there's parts of that are very intriguing to me. Okay. Like I will say I have become more at peace with boredom. Uh-huh. I don't know if that's even a good word. Of just being like more low key,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not. I don't never feel like I'm bored.
Is it because you're constantly? I don't know.
I'm always thinking of things.
Yeah.
Always, you know, even I don't know. I never feel like I'm bored. Even as a kid, I don't think I ever said that I'm bored. You know, kids say that all the time now.
They do.
I'm bored. I don't know what to do. I don't remember ever saying that. Do you as a kid?
I do because my dad, his thing was if I said I was bored, he would make me go do something like I didn't that would be helpful. So if I said I was bored, I had to go pick up the trash in the neighborhood. That's what he made us do. So like we learned not to say that we're bored, like something else to do. But yeah, I know I said it because I had to pick up trash.
Yeah, because that's your choice that you're bored.
Yes. So that was his, like, that was his lesson.
Yeah. That's a good lesson.
Wasn't that good?
Oh, I mean, you're bored? I'll give you something to do.
That's 42 years old, and you better bet I remember that. And I've said it to my kids. If you can't find something to do, I'll find something for you.
I like that.
Isn't that good? Well, I think of marathons, you know, marathons are long, but those marathoners aren't stopping and looking at scenery. They're not just being lazy. They're not saying, I'm going to stop and finish tomorrow. They're just like plodding along at the pace they need and they get to the finish, you know?
Okay. Yeah. There's got to be some kind of strategy to that.
Right. And is that where your sprinting comes in?
I don't know, but there's a strategy to that. And think about the stamina you need to have to be a marathon runner.
Oh, it's not easy. I mean, I've never done it. So.
Talk about being on a mental roller coaster.
Oh, sure. And it's really it's committing to a goal. So what you said is right. Like it's not just doing it because we've talked about goals before. You have to have ways to reach the goal. So the stamina, the mental toughness. The planning.
Oh, yeah. The dedication. There's a lot that goes to it before you start. You know what I mean? There's a lot of planning before you start. Just think about that in different aspects of your life. You know, Absolutely. Think about that for a career. Think about that for really anything. I mean, think about it in the terms of autoimmune disease, too. You know, is this a sprint or a marathon? Well. It's a marathon,
really,
but
people.
There's ways that you can strategize and, you know, mentally get yourself prepared for the ups and downs and figure those out. And so there's, I mean, when you think about it in terms of a marathon, your autoimmune disease, that's kind of intense.
Oh, it's a lot intense because you have to. Like marathons, you just have to stick with them even when you're tired. And that still pops to my mind when I think of autoimmune and the fatigue and just how like you're running a marathon or you have an autoimmune and you're looking at it in that case, like you can't stop.
Right. In the planning too, strategizing, what you eat, what you're going to do, what, you know, even exercise, if you're not feeling good, if you're, you know, what you're going to do for yourself to help yourself out also, but to, you know, continue this ongoing effort to be healthy, really. So
don't you feel like sometimes like in a marathon, like you may be on top of things and you're running past others. and you're doing well. And then maybe you've hit a hiccup or whatever, and then others are going to pass you. Like, that's just, that's a marathon. Like, that is life. Like, I don't see myself sprinting. I get it, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I just, you're, it's the ebbs and flows. You're doing well, and then someone's passing you, and then you're passing them. And like, you're just doing it at your own pace, but it surely is a marathon.
You know, and how about the times when you feel like you want to just drop out of the race and pull yourself out of the race and just, you're like tired and you don't want to do it. You get yourself back together and you do it.
Well, and that's when you're evaluating, like, what could I have done differently?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it is that cycle. Like, you're evaluating, and you're right back to what you said, the planning part of all of it.
This really pertains to all aspects of our life, really.
It does.
The more I started reading about marathons and what it meant and sprinting, and really, it's just not just the saying itself, but it's really more in depth than that. You know, it's all the roadblocks you face along the way.
It really is. And I, you know, to pick on my own flaw or my own downfall or whatever, it's hard because Chuck has often said to me, like, would you rather be like going strong, gung-ho, crazy for a short period of time and then be bedridden for a week? Or can you not just do a little bit each day and spread it out so you're not, again, sprint versus marathon. That's really what it is. And I do have a hard time in some aspects of my life, like where I'm like, why I feel like I have to do or have to whatever, when it probably big picture doesn't matter. Like, I will do have those bursts, but then is it worth it if I'm going to suffer or they're going to suffer? Are the sprints worth it sometimes? Basically is what he's asking me. And that's happened a lot in our life, our relationship.
Uh-huh. That's a good way to look at it. You know, and then you have to think about, too. Okay, so you've got the pre-planning, right?
Yeah.
And the training. And then you've got the marathon itself. And then you have what happens after the marathon, your recovery.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think about that, do you?
Not really. I mean, that's like recovering and then processing how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Better next time, or what would you do different? How to be as successful?
Or just time for yourself. Time alone, vacation, resting time.
Oh, gosh.
Time to let things happen on its own. See, all that you put into it, you got to let it unravel.
Oh, so that's good.
So you're in this marathon of life, and then all of a sudden, your marathon comes to an end. I'm not saying life comes to an end. I'm just saying that portion of what you're going through, and that you just have to let it happen sometimes.
For sure. I do. Like, there's different marathons you're on. I think of grad school or just school, right? So that's a marathon and you finish it. And for lack of better terms, you finish preparing for your career. And then maybe there's another big marathon you're doing, but you're right. There's a cycle to it for sure.
So, I mean, this is, I truly don't know how I thought of this subject, but like I said, it's a lot deeper than what I ever thought. So you think to yourself, am I really a marathoner or am I a sprinter? I guess you could be both, like you said, in different times of your life.
Right.
You know?
I read something and I was like, okay, what would be like my thoughts of this? And I'm like, well, I feel like, I mean, life is a marathon, but you can't get away from the busyness, you know, so it's a marathon, but you're going to have the busyness and the activities, but you just have to balance. You just have to. But doesn't it all just kind of come down to that, figuring out how to balance it, too?
It does. You're right. But sometimes doesn't instant gratification feel good?
Yes.
As well. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Accomplishing something, doing it. You know, and not having it take, you know, a year or whatever out of your life to do it. I work that way a lot, I think. My mind does for sprinting.
I think so.
So even like doing the photography, I wanted to get that done. It's at a coffee shop.
It's beautiful. You should put up a couple of the prints on our autoimmune page so you can just see it so the listeners can see some of your work. It's beautiful.
I'll do that for sure. But it's kind of interesting because I think I just now as I'm talking and thinking about that, I do like sprinting in my life, you know, getting things done. It's that accomplishment, and it, that feels good too. But you just have to think overall how life's a marathon, and that you just have to take one step at a time and deal with what comes your way. And when you talk about autoimmune, you know, diseases, and trying to be the healthiest you can be and be proactive and try to, you know, spend your time figuring things out. I don't know.
I do feel like we've talked about a lot of the things that help with balance and help your marathon be successful. I mean, we've talked, you know, think you want a successful marathon, you want to make it to the finish, and we're not talking about death, obviously, but like,
No,
you want it to be successful. But so what do we do? Like, we have to take time for ourselves. We have to make sure that we, all these things you're already saying, like, we're caring for ourselves, we're spending time with others, we're doing the things that make us happy, we're meditating, we're, you know, we're balancing stressors. And like, it's still all of that stuff, all of that stuff to get to that nice, you know, successful marathon. You know, I mean, it's just all the things that we know that we've talked about.
Yep, we have. You're right. So in the end, you have to think about whether you're a sprinter or a marathoner and try to be as healthy really as you can be in life, and just sort it out. And you got to put some dedication. And it's willingness.
Right.
Willingness to be your best, really.
Yeah, I think my big takeaway in just thinking about this topic is, again, marathons aren't easy. If they were easy, more people would do them.
Oh, true.
Right. So it's just a reflection of sometimes life just isn't easy. Autoimmune disease is not easy. So there's a lot of, you know, there are a lot of obstacles, and it's hard work, but it's, I think every runner is going to tell you it's worth it in the end.
Yeah. Sprinting may be a fast way to do things, and you get that immediate goal and happiness, but sometimes that doesn't last as long as you'd want it to. And it's better at this point, I think. I'm going to work towards the marathon.
Well, that's funny. When I think of sprinting and autoimmune, sprinting is detrimental to me.
Mm-hmm.
With autoimmune issues. It truly is. And anyone listening, maybe you're thinking I'm crazy, or maybe you relate to it, but it is absolutely a thorn in my side, I guess, if you will, because my brain and body fight it, but sprinting is not my best. But yeah, I think a marathoner for me.
You know what I think of? Let me tell you this real quick. What I think of when you say that is every time you used to say, I'm going on vacation.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no. Because that Tiffany gets sick when she goes on vacation. Because you know what? It's all that, like, it is a sprint when you think about it. Okay, you're going on vacation. It's all that getting it together, packing, getting it organized, getting it. And you're an organizer.
Yes.
So this is not, you got to do it in a hurry. You got to get all this stuff done. You go on vacation. You're all worn out already.
Right.
Your immune system already took a hit because you're just.
Because I'm sprinting.
You're sprinting. All right. Uh-huh. You're already out of breath.
Yep.
And you get to the vacation, which is really kind of like the finish line when you think about it. Okay.
Right. Absolutely. That's hard,
the finish line. And you already are spent.
I'm spent. I know. And that's exactly what I'm telling you. There are so many examples, and that is perfect. That is just perfect for it, like summing it all up for me.
I can't summarize my own life, but I can summarize yours.
I don't know if anyone could summarize your life, lady. No, it's funny though, but I could pick out those characteristics in both of us though, you know, and like, I do think you thrive on sprinting, honestly. You just do. That's you. You are so innovative, and you have these bursts of energy. And I'm like, the things you come up with and when you think of them, like my brain just does not work like yours. So it's, you know, so it's like, you can see how people would thrive different ways. And yeah, we know where I don't thrive.
Well, I think I'm spinning my wheels a lot when I do that.
Okay.
I just bought myself a mini trampoline.
Oh, you did?
Yep. I've heard it's very good for like blood pressure, for your sugars.
Okay.
Be jumping up and down doing exercise on a trampoline.
Oh.
We're going to do maybe a little podcast on this because I think it's interesting.
On joints? Oh, I'm interrupting.
No, good.
Is it good for joints?
No, yeah.
Like because knees and hips and.
Yes, because you're on the trampoline. It's got give.
Right.
But you're not just jumping up and down on the ground. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Maybe that is something we could chat about, like the benefits of that kind of movement, I guess.
So, that and eating better, I'm trying to get back on that train too. I get off, I get on. I get off, I get on. That's part of my sprinting.
Yes.
I feel like I'm a hamster in a hamster wheel. You know, get off, get on, get off, get on. I just want to get on, you know, and just stay on. So that's part of the marathon. I want to be more go towards the marathon than the sprint. So mm-hmm. I'm going to work on that for sure.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I'm thinking of, you know, sometimes you're ahead and sometimes you're behind. And that's, I feel that constantly. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm at a steady pace ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I am a steady pacer in general, you know, like when we talk about those characteristics, but in the midst of all of it, I'm still up and down and up and down. And that might be normal, but it's really hard to just grasp onto sometimes. Like, why can't constant just be there without so much work? But marathons are work, right?
Yeah. I mean, really, you have to change your life.
Yeah.
You have to change your life to be a marathon runner.
Yes.
The dedication for, I'm talking real marathon runner. Okay. The dedication you need to be a marathon runner is tremendous. That's a lot of time on the road.
Really. It's life altering. It's your life.
Yes. It's all about you, really. Mm-hmm. And you set out to do what you're, I mean, you set out to do this a marathon. I mean, it's a lot of dedication. We're talking miles.
Right.
So I guess in that regard, I want to think more of, this road to getting healthier, to better myself for, you know, because I want to be healthier for this autoimmune disorder. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's the way to put it. I want to be healthy so it doesn't trigger any episodes for MS for me. And I know the way to do it is to exercise and to eat better. But in general, I want to be more of a marathoner than a sprinter as I approach my 60s, Tiffany.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Not this year, but next year.
We're not getting any younger, are we?
No. So it's important. At any age, it's important. It doesn't really matter, but it's important.
For sure. So. I like how you summed that up. You know, you said marathoners are essentially, my takeaway of what you're saying is marathoners are doing a whole lot of things for themselves.
Yes, exactly.
Right. I think that's basically what I think you're saying. And like, we need to think of ourselves as a marathoner. We need to be doing things for us so we can be as successful as we can be in our marathon.
Yes.
It's hard to be selfish sometimes, but you just have to, well, like kind of all the time, but you know, but I just, you know, as we just chat through it, it's just another way to look at all of this that we've talked about over the many weeks we've been talking. It's just another way to look at, you know, life and our illness and how it all intertwines.
Yep, for sure. All right, this has been a good little podcast here. I hope everyone has enjoyed it.
Yes, thank you everyone for joining our podcast today. Take care.
Take care of yourselves and go out and run a marathon.
We appreciate you spending this time with us and hope that you have enjoyed our podcast, The Autoimmune Mamas. Never forget that the disease does not define who you are. You are strong and you are amazing. This is Teresa and Tiffany signing off for now. Hope to see you next time. Have a great day.
The available podcast, Autoimmune Mamas, has been produced for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice and does not create any type of professional relationship between the audience and the presenters.